sweetheart. Drinks are made to be drunk, not inhaled. Sorry for startling you, though. Stop looking around, honey. Even if you do know what I look like now, you won't see me unless I want you to. And I don't. Not yet. Well, believe it or not, pretty girl, but finding you here was a complete accident. I just finished a long week at work, got my paycheck, and felt like unwinding with a little drinking and dancing. And who should I find as I walk in the door of one of my favorite clubs, leaning against the bar with a drink in her hand, and the most beautiful, sinful little red dress hugging her prim little body. Of course I had to say hello. So, hello there, pretty girl. Oh, it looks like that left a lasting impression on you. Didn't it? Or is it just the heat of the room and the alcohol making your face all red and your eyes all shiny? You're squirming, sweetheart. Something on your mind? Again with the language. One would think you don't appreciate mind-reading humor. I know exactly what you're thinking. Of course. You're remembering, just like I am, to that train and bus ride, and how I made you feel. And afterwards, dance with me, pretty girl. Stop with the excuses, set down your drink, and just let the hand at the back of your waist lead you onto the floor. I've got you, sweetheart. Submit to me again. Dance for me. There you go. Just relax and sway with the music. Feel my hands on your hips, rocking you to the beat. Now close your eyes, honey. No one else exists right now. It's just you and me. Such a good girl. So sweet for me. Could almost make me forget what a little slut you can be. Oh, there's that blush again. Relax, pretty girl. I like it when you're a slut. I like it when you're panting and wet and begging for me to fuck you. I also like it when you're quiet and meek and craving me behind a pair of silver earbuds. I like you, pretty girl. And I also especially like it when your begging turns to demanding, no longer willing to wait, but intent on taking. Careful there, sweetheart. Don't stumble. Those heels aren't the sensible pumps or flats I'm used to seeing you in. But oh, they make your legs and ass look absolutely mouth-watering. And it's... Oh, I didn't notice while you were leaning on the bar, but it's completely backless. Fuck, your skin looks so soft, pretty girl. And is that... It is. Seems you haven't fully healed up from the last time we danced, Those bricks really did a number on you. And I'd be surprised if you even noticed at the time. Don't tense up on me, honey. Deep breaths now. Feel my hands stroking up and down your arms. Stroking the back of your neck. Just keep dancing, pretty girl. Show me how this gorgeous body moves. Good girl. But I am truly sorry for those scratches on your back, sweetheart. They're mostly faded by now. But I can't help but shiver when I think about how those marks came to be on your beautiful, soft skin. Yeah, you're remembering too. How you were so docile and polite as I helped you off the bus. I know you knew who I was. I felt it in your mind. That spike of recognition and arousal. You had just come hard enough to make your legs tremble, but at the sound of my voice, you were ready and eager for more. But you gave no indication of that as we stepped onto the street. Truly impressive poker face, sweetheart. Anyone watching us pass by would have no idea that once we turned a few corners, you would grab me by the collar of my shirt, shove me into an alley, and command me to kiss you. Stop stumbling, pretty girl. We went over this last time. You don't want to draw any attention to yourself. Oh, you think that one was my fault? What, with me slipping my hand down there? Right down the back of your dress and cupping your ass? Well, you wouldn't be wrong. I grabbed your ass that day too, remember? As you wrapped your thigh around my hip and almost climbed up my body to lock your lips with mine. Such a desperate little slut you are. Biting at my lips and sucking on my tongue. Muffling your whimpers with my mouth. You tasted so good, pretty girl. You weren't the only one who couldn't get enough. Your lips and tongue were soft and bruised so nicely beneath my kisses. And the smell of you. You really did soak through your skirt. I wanted so badly to fall to my knees, hike up that skirt around your hips, tear through your little panties, and drink up every last drop. But you beat me to that one too, didn't you, sweetheart? The second you stopped kissing me, you shoved me up against the far wall, dropped to your knees, and tried to undo my belt like an animal. Your little whimpers almost broke my heart. Poor little cum slut. It took me a fair bit of time to calm you down enough to get my pants open and my cock out for you. You stopped dancing, honey. Something wrong. Your mouth's falling open. Are you remembering how loudly you moaned when I traced the head of my cock over your lips, giving you a real taste of my pre-cum? I certainly hope that's what you're thinking about, seeing as I'm doing it right now. Right in the middle of this dance floor. The warm head, the sticky pre-cum, beat of my pulse, giving you the smallest taste, while actually enjoying a drink at the bar and watching you. You know better than to look for me, pretty girl. You'll see me when I'm ready for you to see me, and that's not yet. So, lick your lips, tell me thank you, and start dancing again. Move with the motion of my hands on your thighs. Very good, pretty girl. And no, I'm not going to stop the sensation of my cock on your lips, so you better keep yourself from drooling. I found out very quickly that you're a sloppy sucker. You very nearly made a mess of my trousers that day. Your mouth was so hot and wet for me. And your tongue, oh, like a little firebrand, teasing around the bottom of my cock. And you didn't even have to use your hands, now did you, you little cock junkie? You took me all the way down and didn't even flinch. You just looked up at me with those delicious, tear-filled eyes and whined, wanting, craving, needing more. And the feel of your throat swallowing around me, I am honestly surprised I did not come right then and there. But my little cum dump needed something else, didn't she? She needed to be filled in a different hole, to be stretched wide and deep. So much it hurt, needing to be fucked right here. I'm so sorry about that. I claim full responsibility for that stumble, sliding my hand into your decidedly not so prim and proper lace thong. But you can hardly expect me to be so apologetic, having found you already so wet and desperate for me. All right, pretty girl, no more dancing. Let's find you a nice, quiet corner where I can ravage you in plain sight again. Would you like that, my cum slut? Would you like me to claim that delicate body as mine again, teasing out all of your fantasies and making them happen beneath layers of clothes? Of course you do, cum slut. Of course you do. There we go. All nice and tucked away by the DJ booth. The music might be louder here, but you're still focusing on my voice. You can still hear me perfectly, can't you? And I know you can feel my hands resting on the base of your throat and clenching your hair. It's as though they were there when I pulled you off of my cock back in that alleyway. You were nearly insatiable when I dragged you to your feet, cum drunk, and you hadn't even had a drop yet. You could hardly form words, but three were as clear as crystal as they dropped from your lips. Can you say them to me again, pretty girl? Say them out loud. No one can hear you over the music. Come on, say it. Say, please, fuck me. Say it now. Oh, that's a good little slut. Hearing those words from you again? I very nearly shattered my glass right now, I have to admit. You test my control, pretty girl. But I know that I completely destroy yours. You've turned into the neediest little slut in heat when I slammed you against that alley wall, giving you the scratches and bruises now on your back. Spreading your legs wide over my shoulders. Fuck. Your thighs were so slick. You were dripping almost to your knees. And the way you moaned as I started licking you up. Fuck. Moaning just like that, in fact. Oh. Sweet whore. Did you miss the feeling of my tongue inside your soaked pussy? Or my lips wrapped around your clit? My hands gripping your thighs tight enough to bruise? I missed you too, cum slut. I miss the way your voice echoes in your mind, unable to censor the pleasure that I'm giving you, drowning you in it. I miss the way you beg me to give you more, harder, faster. And I have certainly missed the sound you make when you're screaming in pleasure while you come, and trying to keep the rest of the world from knowing. So do that again for me, pretty girl. Come on my mouth, so I can make you come on my cock. Drench yourself again for me, pretty girl. Soak this tiny little thong and this barely there dress with your pleasure. Scream for me. Squirm for me. Come for me. Come now. Come. Come for me, pretty girl. Oh, no, cum dump. I'm not stopping. I don't care how much you whimper. You came on my mouth just like a good little slut would. But now, you're going to come on my cock. Just like the last time, I licked you clean. And then, keeping your legs on my shoulders, I stood up and slammed right into you, holding my hand over your mouth to muffle your screams. You even bit me, trying to keep quiet. You don't have my hand this time, though, you little cock whore. You might even have to use your own. Or, you can just wail out loud and hope the music's loud enough to cover your slutty sounds. Deep breath now, sweet whore. No matter how wet you are, I'm always a tight fit. Fuck, how you spasmed around me after the first thrust. The way your body shuddered. Just like that. God damn it, you look so fucking good, pretty girl. Shining with sweat, your hair mused, cheeks flushed, legs trembling. So fucking hungry for my cock, and unable to hide it from anyone. Oh, and the way your mouth falls open when I start slamming in and out of you. How you push even higher up onto your toes, like you can actually feel my hips crashing into yours. You weren't the only one who left with bruises that day, my little cum slut. Your eyes are starting to roll back now. Are you going to come again, pretty girl? Are you going to clench and tremble and squirt all over my cock? You better. You'd better be a good little whore and give me what I want, just like last time. Oh, the feel of you shuddering in my arms and clamping down on me, like you never wanted me to leave the wet heart and heat of your cunt. I wake up rock hard every night dreaming about it. And I know you've dreamed of me too, you little cock slut. You've dreamed and fucked yourself, remembering just how I felt inside your mind and your body. You can't forget me, just like I can't forget you. You drive me crazy. Almost makes me wish I could hate you, pretty girl. Oh, you want to do is ravage you, claim you, destroy you, fuck you. So, I will. I'll fuck you on the corner of the dance floor in a crowded club while I sip my drink while you come on my cock. Because we both know that that's what you want. You want to be a good little slut for me again. And you want to come all over yourself because it feels like I'm touching you and fucking you right now. Oh, it's time you did that for me, whore. It's time for you to come again. To clench and squirt and drop all the way down to your slutty heels. So do it. Feel my hand on your throat and my cock pounding your cunt. And come for me. Don't stifle yourself this time. Don't cover your mouth. Throw your head back. Scream. And come. Come for me. Do it, you little cum slut. Fucking come. Come right now. You pretty little girl. Pretty little girl. You never disappoint. I heard you. Even on the other side of the club. Such a good slut for me. Your purse is now a little bit to your left, and there's a back door just down the hall behind you. Once you get outside, take out the slip of paper in the front zipped pocket of your purse. Come to the address written on it, let yourself in, and leave your heels and underwear at the door. I'll see you soon, pretty girl.